What is that story you were referred to then?
He won white hair. He wanted me to tell you how I got this white hair and how I lost the rest of it.
Yeah.
Bang.
Yeah.
Little stormy, was it?
It was in February of 1978 when we come home that blizzard of 78. Come in here to Fort Clyde and tied up. Blow between 90 and 100 miles an hour.
While you're out?
Yeah. They think the perfect storm. Perfect storm they watch on TV was a lot of Hollywood. We lived it, didn't we, A.B.?
We lived it.
Yeah.
I almost say I'd live it again, too.
Yeah? Well, who was Skipper there? You?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, then...
Well, that was on the old Pocahontas. Built over the Hardy Gammon Shipyard. Yeah. We come in February, 78. She was 91 foot eastern rig scalloper. And we was fishing the northern edge of Georgia.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the storm came up right on you while you were there?
When we left, it was as flat as the top of this table. Within 2 hours, we had 50-mile northeast wind. Within 4 hours, we had it in excess of 70 and 80.
When was it you decided it was time to move on?
I left 2 hours before the rest of them guys did. Because the calm was so still that it was eerie. And I told the boys, I says, we're getting out of here. And we left, and I says, we're going to Maine. And the other rest of the fleet, a lot of Myron Marta's boats, and all the guys at New Bedford, they ended up heading back to New Bedford right into it. And when they went by Race Point off P-Town, it wasn't very good. They lost a lot of shocking boxes. They lost a lot of stuff off them. But it wasn't very good.
Well, this was scalloping. Did you already have a load on board?
We had probably the best trip going that I'd ever had. We had 26,000 pounds of meat in 6.5 days.
So you've got a pretty good picking crew there, too, then.
We had all state of Maine. No, I take that back. We had a couple of fellas from New Bedford, but we were 13-handed. There were 13 of us on the boat, and when we come home, we ended up in 40-foot seas, and there was 7 fellas forward, and 6 of us in the back of the back end, in the wheelhouse, in the engine room, and there was no getting back and forth. And
was there some signaling, or they just knew there wasn't anything for them to do, but
there was nothing anyone could do.
So it was calm when you decided to bug out and head to Maine.
Oh yeah, flat calm.
Where did they catch up with you?
About 2 hours after we left the edge of Georgia's, we had the wind. We were headed for Maine. We came across the deep water in the Gulf of Maine. And before we got across the deep water there, 135 fathoms, we had plenty of wind.
So what's the difference between having those winds in an area like that and somewhere that's shallower?
There's places, and it seems to be in the deep water when you go over those deep places, that the seas just kind of come from all directions. They seem to be deeper. And it's just there's certain areas it's nastier than others.
What directions was the wind coming from?
Northeast. It was the northeast. It was the blizzard of 78 where Boston was shut down for 3 days. They were skiing in the streets. We had guys went into New Bedford, didn't get home for 3 days. You couldn't travel. We had a blizzard.
Anybody lost?
I don't remember any boats going down in that storm. I'm not sure. That one, 78, A.B. Remember that blizzard of 78?
Yeah.
We come in here in the Poke.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. I don't remember any boats going down then.
Yeah.
It was just 3 months before that when the Navigator went down. And there was 13 men lost on the Navigator. 5 of them were state of Maine.
So was it when you pulled in that you looked in the mirror and saw your hair turned white?
No, my hair was white before I got here. The snow done it, I think.
I think snow done it to mine too. I don't ever recall me being afraid to be out there.
No.
No. I said my prayers and what Dougie did and
went fishing.
Went fishing.
Yeah.